Now, I would never have believed this. And I heard the phrase, ceaseless in her prayer, at some point before all this other stuff. And I don't think, to the best of my recollection, I've had any impact on me other than, well, that sounds pretty weird. I didn't really pay attention to it. But I will share with you that when I first became aware that ceaseless inner prayer was happening, I really felt that this can't continue. There's no way this could be anything other than a temporary phenomenon, because it's so intense. It's so consuming. So I thought, okay, by some grace of God, this thing is happening to me, and it doesn't seem to interfere with anything because it doesn't need me. I'm not involved. It's just something that happens by itself. But it's so different that it must be some kind of state. It must be a set of conditions, and maybe in an hour, maybe in a day, maybe in a month, maybe in a year, but at some point this will stop. This is just some temporary thing. And I was wrong, because I was trying to figure it out. But time has proven that it doesn't stop. It doesn't become something else. It has its own life. And then I started to understand, well, then it can't be a state, because states come and go. It's not a mindset, it's not a state, it's not a condition, it's not a phenomenon, because it's permanent. It's basic. In a way, it's very, very simple. In a way, you start to feel like maybe this was always the case and I just never noticed it. And then you start to become aware of all kinds of other aspects of it that never would have occurred to you and never could occur until you see how it operates in you, objectively. And then you realize that thought was correct, that it's always the case, always been the case. You just didn't know it, didn't see it, didn't feel it. Then you see that breathing is an aspect of it. Thinking is an aspect of it. Feeling is an aspect of it. It starts to dawn on you that everything people call an experience, everything you can be aware of, everything that you feel as happening, turns out to be that. It turns out that life itself is that. It turns out that every time a human being draws a breath, the right way to understand that occurrence is it's a prayer. Now, who would have known? Who can imagine? Until you see it for yourself from your own awareness from the inside. Who would think that life itself is a prayer? So I guess, testifying to you that this is the case. Not the case for me, the case for anybody and everybody. The case for you.